This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
See, Richie Rich, you have to wait until I actually unmute the mic before you begin the speaking part.
No, I know. That's why I was doing it.
Oh, okay.
I knew I was muted.
All right.
I'm not going to say that stuff on it.
Just checking. Yes, it is Scat Talk Live. No, it is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. You can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever you would like to, or you can talk about what we're going to talk about, or, you know, we'll see. You can mumble a lot if you like, I guess. You know, we'll take all comers at least once.
It's been done.
You know, the only rules that we really have is, you know, don't violate the FCC rules. That is to say, the infamous seven words that George Carlin mentions in his most famous bit that you can't say on the airwaves. Other than that, everything is free game.
Including the phrase liquor dick.
Indeed.
Which, of course, refers to detectives that shut you down for not having masks in your bar.
Oh, I thought...
Now that you're being clear about it.
I thought it was just detectives that, you know, were on the sauce. They're just alcoholics.
You would think.
You know. Oh, okay. Well, in the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And, of course, Richard Rich.
And we're going to kick things off with a little bit from...
The only site that will let you open up the story.
Yeah, I had some show prep, and, of course, there's paywalls on some of this stuff, and, yeah, I need to figure that out. But at any rate... You guys know that Pfizer is one of the several companies racing for the supposed COVID vaccine.
For the good of humanity.
At warp speed, no less.
Yeah, and also that they're not going to be able to be held liable for any sorts of damages if they screw it up because the government...
Well, that's been true for years.
Even less liable than usual.
But in advance of the release of this specific virus, the government has already said, hey, not only are we going to not hold you liable for anything that might happen post-vaccine, but we're going to also speed you through the testing process and not hold you liable for anything that happens through that either.
Yeah, you know, how we usually test to, like, see if these vaccines, you know, do anything? Skip it.
Yeah. Well, it's too important, right? If you want to get back to the new normal, you got to get tested. You got to get vaccinated. You got to get your I took my vaccine card so that you're allowed back into the world.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do that, stay home.
So in a bit of a, I'm going to say, ironic twist, perhaps there's irony here, I have this article from the National Herald that says, no need for vaccines. COVID pandemic is over, says former vice president of Pfizer.
Well, see, former vice president, he's just a jaded ex-employee.
Okay, but it's still an interesting headline.
Provocative.
Well, and one would assume that he had, you know, some of his stock options and probably part of his retirement plan in Pfizer. So, I mean, this is a guy who, by all appearances, is speaking against his own monetary interests here.
Unless he sold it to crash that market.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I mean, there could be some corporate espionage going on. But this says the pandemic is effectively over and can easily be handled by a properly functioning NHS, National Health System. Accordingly, the country should immediately be permitted to get back to normal life, says former VP of Pfizer. So we can talk about that. I know, Richie Rich, you brought in the Volokh conspiracy article from Reason.
Yes.
Jacobson versus Massachusetts did not uphold the state's power to mandate vaccinations.
Right, and I brought that in because I have previously claimed that from my reading and research, that Supreme Court decision constitutionally allows forced vaccinations, which means anyone who's like hoisting up the flag of this is unconstitutional would have been wrong. And that was like at the beginning of the pandemic, I read that information and I kept with it. And then I came across this and I went, oh, someone has the opposing voice. Nice. Let's hear it.
All right. Excellent. We could talk about that. Also on deck, we have... who is this Joe Exotic guy? I've seen him, but
it's here
in front of me. It says Joe Exotic reportedly spent $10,000 in Trump Hotel hoping for presidential pardon. Is he trying to bribe his way into a pardon?
Joe Exotic is essentially what happens when a mullet takes human form.
I put that in the host group just more for Mark, because Mark was a big Tiger King fan.
Oh.
Yeah, but we can do it.
I mean, it's here. We can talk about it. Also, you put another one in there. Frenchman fined for citing smash a guy's face in as a reason to leave home during the COVID-19 lockdown.
Because in France, you have to provide the state with a reason on why you want to leave your house, and that's the reason he gave.
Yeah, we did another story about somewhere, I don't think it was in the U.S., or maybe somebody in the U.S. was proposing the same thing, where you had to, like, text, you know, the health department or the police or somebody whenever
texting,
you leave the house.
Texting, if you're not going to get your vaccine. I feel like it.
If you're not going to get your vaccine card to go back in the world, you're going to have to get permission to go places. It's the way things are going. That's the new normal.
Yeah, sadly, one of the articles that I had that I can't read on the air is one where airlines are now offering something called a health pass.
Yeah.
That is just basically what you're saying, which is if you had the vaccine, you're good to go. If you didn't, too bad.
And
so
people
sad.
Are cheering it on. Like, okay, good. Now I know what it's going to take to get back.
Yeah, one of the best memes I have ever seen was what people think forced vaccination looks like, and it has, you know, the SWAT team charging into a little residential house, and what it actually looks like. Card declined.
Yeah.
And then I also have this article that I've been meaning to get to for quite some time. It's from the Johns Hopkins newsletter, and this has a very interesting statement in it. And it says, the reason we have a higher number of reported COVID-19 deaths amongst older individuals than younger individuals is simply because every day in the U.S., older individuals die in higher numbers than younger individuals.
Imagine that.
This article goes on to claim that there has been no change in the rate of human death since COVID. So, in other words, everything is just as you would predict it based on year-over-year rate of deaths for the last
decade
or so.
This is exactly what I've been seeing and what I've been saying. I mean, Mark showed me the chart of, okay, so here's the total deaths. And there was a spike. There really, really was. There was a big spike right about the middle of March. And then there was a much smaller spike, but very noticeable. And then there was just... a little bit above, and this was a week by week, and just the third one was just a little bit above both what last year was, and they had charted, like, here's the average mortality rate, and then after that, so 3 weeks, and then just perfect.
Now, was
just
that
exactly what it was last year, exactly what we expect it to be, except for 3 weeks in March.
Now, was that U.S. or globally?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
I think that was U.S. I believe it was a CDC chart.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether this article talks about the U.S. or the globe, but they actually compare it year over year, so they don't look at, you know, the individual months, but they say that based on the last, you know, I don't know, 5 years or whatever it is, that the rate of human death has not changed at all. That it's exactly where it was and has been and, you know, should continue to be if everything just stayed the same as if COVID wasn't even around.
But the rate of human liberty and freedom is declining precipitously.
Yes, it is. And that is why we are here. And if you want to join us again, it's 855-450-3733. We'll take your calls and thoughts on all of this and much, much more tonight. I can't help but feel that, you know, the people who are clamoring for this are just, I don't know, I want to call them dumb, but, like, that seems, you know,
scared.
They're scared. They live in fear. They're brainwashed.
A big part of this, I think, is disease is a perpetual predator for humankind and life in general. Like, that's how it is. And we don't like that, but the fact is, we can't change it. And I think that's part of why zombie movies are so popular, is because it takes disease and makes it a thing that you can shoot.
Right.
and people really want to be able to do something to stop disease from happening, but that's not reality.
I spoke with family members over Thanksgiving, and they're still waiting for someone to do something so that they can leave their house.
Wow. So they're just cooped up and riding it out, so to speak?
Well, for the most part, they wish they could, you know.
Well, 855-450-3733. Are you still afraid of the COVID? We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her Uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Come on!
Sunday, Sunday. FreeTalkLive.com. LRN.FM presents the Weed Eater Tractor Pull.
Sweet.
I don't know where I was going with that. This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. If you would like to join in the fun, that's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency, and we all know how important that is. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information. There's not actually a cornucopia there. I looked. I had to go find out.
It's the season for cornucopias. Yeah. There should be one there.
I do like the word cornucopia, but yeah. But you will find...
A figurative cornucopia of information.
A figurative cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There is no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, Bitcoin.com. Go there now.
Done.
That was like my demon voice.
Go there now. Go there now.
You should go there now. I'm horrible at doing demon voices, apparently.
You'll never make it in metal that way.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of, like, the death metal singing anyway, so...
Cookie, cookie, cookie.
Right, you know, that's not...
The Cookie Monster?
Yeah, it's not really, okay. It's not really my style. I don't mind a little of the screamy stuff and the like, yelling key, but I do like some singing, you know?
I like metal, but I also like being able to hear the lyrics and understand what they're saying.
Yeah, that's... When I was growing up as a kid, I would get the cassettes. Right, if you guys are familiar with what that is.
I've had a few cassettes in my day.
And, like, whenever you...
Cassette. Is that where they take this magnetic strip and wind it around a thing?
Yeah, it's basically two spools inside of a little, you know, plastic frame. And, yeah, it goes one way and then the other way.
Like one of those building-sized computers.
kind of.
A little reel-to-reel action.
But you would almost never get... the lyrics. And then if you did get the lyrics, it had, like, I don't know, a 4 or 5-fold J card in there.
Yes.
That, like, it would make it difficult to, like, put the cassette back in it because it would... And then, of course, that would get perforated after you unfold it and fold it back up so many times and then rip off and you'd lose the actual lyrics because Google didn't exist back then and you couldn't just go online and look
you
up the lyrics.
You just had to sing it wrong.
You did. You had to think, like, oh, those... Oh, I never knew that's what he was singing. I thought he was singing this. Yeah.
All right, enough about the 8-track, Grandpa.
Yeah. this old audio tech with Captain Kickass.
I had cassettes before I bought CDs, so I'm like, I guess I'm that old, too.
Yeah, it took me forever, too, to switch over to CDs. And then as soon as I switched over to CDs, here comes MP3s. And I'm like, man.
Wait, CDs, the technology is more than the laser?
Yeah.
It still looks good on a shelf.
No, actually, it doesn't. It takes up entirely too much room. I mean, like, I would rather have.
But you get to feel good about the fact that your money went to the person that made it.
Vinyl takes up more room.
I know, but I just like the big art instead of the little small art.
Because you get all the lyrics in there?
Well, and you can get all the lyrics. Okay. That's true.
Fair enough.
I'm just fascinated by the fact that you can, like, rub this thing against this thing and boom, rock and roll. Like, that's amazing to me.
You're talking about the magnetic strip? Or the,
no, I'm talking about the magnetic strip's kind of a different thing. No, vinyl.
Okay.
Like, the fact that you have, like, a physical shape of a thing, and the weird variations in the physical shape of that thing, and bam, Mick Jagger.
Yep, it's called transduction. That's when you turn one form of energy into another form of energy. Fun fact... A microphone and a speaker are fundamentally exactly the same. It just sounds going the other way.
Mm. That I knew because when I wanted to do, like, karaoke in my bedroom, yep. I would just shout into the left ear
of your headset. Of my headphones, yeah. Right, and plug the headset into the mic input. Right. Exactly.
Like, oh, that is interesting.
All right, well, we talked about... And I named the show after this article, so we're going to talk about this National Herald article, which is No Need for Vaccines, COVID Pandemic is Over,
done.
Says former Vice President of Pfizer.
Get out there and party.
Woohoo!
While Pfizer Pharmaceutical had made headlines on the release of their coronavirus vaccine, a former vice president and chief scientist of the company, Dr. Michael Yeadon, Y-E-A-D-O-N, in case I'm, you know, it's Yeadon or something, I don't know.
Yeadon.
Michael Yeadon has said that there is no need for any vaccines to bring the COVID-19 pandemic to an end.
So if he's the chief scientist, even though it's former, does this mean that the people who are like, trust the science, will start listening to this guy because he's a scientist giving different information, and they'll start parroting this now?
My scientists are objective and factual, and your scientists are politically motivated and fake news.
The majority of the people are going to believe the scientists that the statist present to them that are bought and paid for to say whatever it is they want them to say.
Yeah. Well, sadly, if it isn't on CNN, then it's not actually happening.
According to an article published in Lockdown Skeptics, Dr. Michael Yeadon wrote, "There is absolutely no need for vaccines to extinguish the pandemic. I've never heard such nonsense talked about vaccines. You do not vaccinate people who aren't at risk from a disease. You also don't set about planning to vaccinate millions of fit and healthy people with a vaccine that hasn't been extensively tested on human subjects."
Okay, well, I want to take a little bit of issue with part of that, maybe.
All right.
Because you take a vaccine to prevent yourself from catching the disease later, right? Like, you get vaccinated, people get vaccinated against a lot of things.
Yes.
Even though they're normal, naturally, and healthy, they do it as a preventative measure.
That's the idea.
Right.
That's the basic idea, yeah.
So you would vaccinate healthy people against the flu or against the cold or against COVID because they're the ones who are susceptible to it.
I wouldn't vaccinate people.
Well,
I would let them vaccinate themselves if they chose to.
He's saying you don't vaccinate people who aren't at risk from a disease.
But you do. Right. They do that all the time. Like, to me, that sounds like...
Well, you know...
I think he's right. I mean, so there are diseases that no longer exist on the planet.
Like MMR, mumps, measles, and rubella. That's your basic infant shot.
Right.
Your basic vaccination that you get as an infant.
Like, you, for example, as far as I know, have never taken a smallpox vaccine.
Probably not.
And
a big part of that is
because you're not actually at risk to ever be exposed to smallpox.
Okay. But in the case of COVID, there's definitely an at-risk for a lot of people to still get it.
Right.
And how much damage that does is questionable.
Right, the majority of the risk is, as we've covered ad nauseum here on Free Talk Live, I think no matter what day of the week you might be listening, and that is, of course, old people, elderly, right, above retirement age, senior citizens,
respiratory ailments,
and those with respiratory ailments, comorbidities, like being overweight, diabetes, heart disease, right? You know, they're already suffering from something else. Those are the people who are the most at risk, which is not the majority of people.
Turns out if you're on the edge of life, a virus can tip you over.
But that's at risk for death. Everyone, as far as I know, is at risk for getting it in some form or fashion.
Okay, sure. If it indeed exists, but we'll talk more about that. 855-450-3733 is our number. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom at a discount. Go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fallen land, sea, air, and the astral plane struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Meraki.
Congress returns from Thanksgiving break tomorrow with the task of passing another round of coronavirus stimulus front and center. House Democrats are trying to push through a $2 trillion plan, while Senate Republicans are pushing a $500 billion bill. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they need to get some form of aid passed. Representative French Hill says a bill should have already gone through. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that one of the most important things Congress can do right now is let state governors spend the money they've already been given through the CARES Act.
And we need to get this done. We need to extend the Paycheck Protection Program for our small businesses. We need to give our governors flexibility to spend the CARES Act money that they have. And that's critical because that date ends 12/31 of this year.
Congressional leaders will also need to agree on a spending bill to fund the government by December 11th. This is USA Radio News. With the way trends are going, Dr. Anthony Fauci says he can't imagine that coronavirus restrictions will be eased at all by Christmas. Jeremy Scott reports from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Just days after the U.S. saw its first day of 200,000 new coronavirus cases, Dr. Fauci gave this dire warning on ABC's This Week.
We may see a surge upon a surge, and we don't want to frighten people, but that's just the reality. We said that these things would happen as we got into the cold weather and as we began traveling, and they've happened. It's going to happen again.
Dr. Fauci did say there's light at the end of the tunnel on a vaccine.
We'll be having vaccines available for the higher priority people towards the middle and end of December and as we get into January and February.
Fauci says now is the time to double down on all the preventative measures that health officials have been reinforcing for months. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back to the show, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. Who the heck let me in here again?
The powers that be.
Yes. I'd like to thank His Majesty King Mark for going to places that, I have no business going.
Is it Intergalactic Space King?
That's the guy, you know.
That's his pronouns.
Yes, so I'm Substitute Mark, so, lower your expectations, everybody. If you had any, anyway. In the studio tonight, it is me, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me, it's...
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And... Right before we heard from our sponsors, I said something like, if the virus even exists. And what I mean by that is, I was reading something, a couple of things. I don't have them here in front of me. But some folks have been saying that they have not been able to isolate COVID-19.
I've met people in real life that swear it's a hoax.
Now, I'm not saying it's a hoax. I believe people are getting sick. People are,
people are definitely getting sick.
People are dying.
Also, when you let go of objects, they fall toward the earth.
Go figure.
Yes. So,
breathing is good for you.
I do find it interesting that if the actual thing that they're claiming is a thing has never been isolated, how can they even claim that it's a thing? It'd be like saying, well, we've never actually built a phone, but phones are everywhere. Well, no.
Well, have you seen the air you breathe, Captain? You just
well, I mean,
there's effects.
When it's cold out, I can kind of see the air as I exhale.
Ah, but that's just water droplets.
Which, ironically, also...
I find myself quite inspired by the air that I breathe.
You also can see that through a mask. Now that the cold has turned here in New Hampshire, and you can see people, walking down the road wearing their masks.
Exhaling through
it. When nobody's around, and they're exhaling through it. You can see their breath come through their masks.
And that doesn't deter them one bit, does it?
We'll talk more about the virus and this article where the former vice president of Pfizer says the pandemic is over and vaccines are unnecessary. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Scott in Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. I hope you all had a nice Thanksgiving.
I did. Thank you.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight?
Hope you did as well.
What's on my mind is America. I'm very happy about it. There is a silver lining. A silver lining is that there is going to be a revolution. America's on the road to revolution now, and it has to break. And I'll give you all, let's put everything on the table. First of all, 60, 70, 80 million Americans unemployed. The government keeps fudging the numbers. So, well, the government's a bunch of liars anyway, so I don't believe anything they say. Then you've got all these people cannot eat, pay their rent, homeless people, tent cities are springing up everywhere, can't pay their mortgage, don't even have health care. Forget about paying for health care. They don't even have the dignity of health care.
Also, they will be too weak to fight and too broke to buy guns.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's all going to break. And also, you've got a Federal Reserve that's printing up trillions of dollars worth of monopoly money to prop up a phony, phony stock market.
Yep.
For the 1%, the globalists will have everything. You've got a phony media. Mayor Michael Bloomberg and the Sulzberger family, the New York Times. And then, of course, you've got the Federal Reserve, which is not federal, not reserve. It's a private institution that was created.
Speaking of their not being a reserve, the reserve requirement for lending, which was the one thing slowing down the inflation of our currency, just got taken away.
Yep,
it's an emergency. You got to do what you got to do.
What I'm saying is, gentlemen, is that the powers that be is the powers of international Jewry.
Oh, I was waiting for it.
No.
I'm talking about international. I can prove. Look, just look at the names. All right, let's Janet Yellen at the Federal Reserve, Lloyd Blankfein, Goldman Sachs, Jamie Dimon, Steve Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary. Then you've got Bloomberg News. You've got Sulzberger family, New York Times.
Okay, so have you heard of the man Ludwig von Mises?
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, the American people
are being
decimated. They're being destroyed. America's already destroyed, and ultimately they want to bring America into a communist country, just as in 1917 when the Bolsheviks overran Russia, Tsarist Russia. And we all know that Karl Marx was a German-Jewish thinker.
And if you look at how the USSR treated the Jews, it really kind of pokes a hole in that conspiracy theory.
What should we
Thanks
do
for
to the
call
Jews?
Tonight, Scott. He had some good points. I can bring him back.
All right. Okay.
Scott, are you still there? Scott, are you still there? Richie wanted to say something to you.
Should we do to the Jews to prevent them from enacting this plot on Americans?
This is what we should do. We should take the international Jews. When I mean international, I don't want to be vague or double talk here. When I mean international Jews, I'm talking about Lloyd Blankfein, Michael Bloomberg, Jamie Dimon, even
what makes them international?
You know, he's a president, and they should all be executed. I'm very serious, and other very powerful Jews.
Well, I'm all for trying and executing Jamie Dimon.
I've had enough. When the answer to the problem is we gotta kill the Jews, I'm sorry, I can't tolerate that.
You're wrong.
It's not.
You're stupid.
Not how it works.
And we need a better conversation.
Yeah, we do. And in fact, the way I see out of it is to outbuild the system that currently exists, right? Instead of fighting what exists now, which is horrific, and we know it as the state, it's a horrific institution, it's antique, it's archaic, it's barbaric, it's brutal beyond anything that anybody could even imagine, and everybody is just like, well, it's everything better, you know? No, there are many better things, and we've started to see infrastructure being built, right? The blockchain is one of those things that proves that anarchist theory can infiltrate infrastructure and make a difference in how people live their lives.
Well, and anyone who has it's the corporations or it's the Jews or whoever, okay, well, what would they be like if we didn't give them the power to use force against peaceful people? If they didn't have the power of the state, then, all of these groups and whatever that are making problems, including Jamie Dimon or, you know, Google or whoever it is, if they didn't have the power to hurt us without, you know, with complete immunity, then they wouldn't be able to put us in the situation that we're in.
I'm not afraid of an individual who has some crazy thoughts about, you know, how things should be done. What I'm more afraid of is a crazy individual taking control of an institution of nothing but death, theft, and destruction, as proven by history, right, and them having that power. A lot of folks were opposed in the election to somebody having that kind of power, but they never once question whether or not it's the chair that's the problem. They always want their person in the chair,
right,
but they never take a look at the chair.
Well, if you take away that chair, you create a power vacuum, Captain, and then someone worse will fill that power vacuum.
Not if the institution is dissolved.
And one of the things that the anti-Semitic people miss is that, yes, there are a lot of powerful, highly intelligent Jews. That's a fact. But some of them are on the right side. Some of them are actually making the world a better place. Yes, some of them are making it a worse place. And they're better at it because they're smart. Some of them are making it a better place. Like I mentioned Ludwig von Mises, because he's the first one that comes to mind as far as, okay, here's a brilliant person who pointed out the price problem with socialism, which we had never even conceived of before that.
Yeah.
And now it's obvious that the value of something is subjective.
Yeah, it's really about how bad do you want it and how much am I willing to let it go for if you and I are trying to, you know, engage in a transaction.
People don't buy things with the money that's actually worth what it's worth. It's I profit and you profit, whoever's buying and selling.
Do you believe in mutually beneficial exchange? 855-450-37.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The tom roll, the tom drum. No?
All right, yeah. I was thinking the Wayne's World.
It is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 is our number. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And you've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you have wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Well, Ian says setting up a Divi masternode was super easy, and staking was even easier. We're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we do think that you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. If you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. Continuing on, let's go to more of your calls and your thoughts. We have Pat calling from Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Indeed. What's on your mind?
Well, my first thought was on this coronavirus, which is what you guys started your evening banter on. I've been on a minute here. And It's a compound virus. It's five different concoctions. And this
all made in China.
Started, yeah, made in China, but contributed to by the Obama Fund, $10 million. And this thing has been hanging as a skeleton in the closet, just like they did to Grandma when they introduced it to the nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is a complex manipulated theory trying to steal our freedom. And it's ugly and it's heinous, and we got to deal with it.
It was a way for Barack Obama to help Joe Biden get elected.
Well, yeah. And they don't want to. They don't want the skeletons that have undug Nobody wants to show grandma's underwear.
No one wants them to, say, pull the thread that is Jeffrey Epstein, for example. Why is there this intelligence asset that has apparently been involved in certain things? And, Bill Clinton, Donald Trump. Who else was on that flight log?
Oh, my goodness. Way too many names.
Let's see. One of the royal family.
Would that be the fellow that mysteriously hung himself in jail?
Wouldn't you know it? We couldn't tell you for sure because the camera was off.
Right. But Facebook has not fact-checked that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself memes as fake news.
I have been in federal institutions. There's no way in heaven hell you could find a place to hang yourself. But I digress. What really piqued me was something Scott was talking about earlier, and it's the history of the Jews. You see, the thing is, all the way from time immemorial, before a Jew could become a man, he had to be literate. He had to be able to read the Torah and recite his lineage all the way back to Abraham, right?
So, it's still part of the bar mitzvah to read the Torah.
Yeah, they had to be literate just to be able to be a man, to grow their fuzzies and not be laughed at in gym class, so to speak.
Doesn't seem like a bad thing yet. Continue.
But my point is, they got dispersed all around the world through all these different heinous actions through history, right? But no matter where they went, they had that gold nugget between their ears. They were literate. So they could present themselves in the King's Court in Spain and become Christopher Columbus, right?
You're not convincing me that this is a bad thing yet.
No, I'm not. I'm not
first
trying
time,
to.
The first time I've heard someone say that Christopher Columbus was Jewish, but okay.
The people throughout history who tried to save the Jews in their first persecution was Catholicism, the Crusades. They tried to go out and beat the Muslims out and take back the Holy Land. Well, there's another little niche in history that nobody wants you to know about, and it's one of the lost books of the Bible. When, after Jesus died, right? His tomb allegedly was given to him by Joseph of Arimathea. They had to carve it out about 4 inches longer. This was his great uncle, turns out. Well, my theory, and I've done a little bit of research on this, is that after the Canaan wedding, the heat got a little hot, and the Roman Empire was fixing to come down on Jesus. So his great uncle, old Joseph, took him on a pilgrimage. Well, the first place he landed was on the point of Ireland closest to the continent. He built a little cathedral there and prayed, and there was a cathedral, monument, whatever you want to call it there for.
Right. Can I get it before or after the time you spent in
when
Japan?
When the British burned it, as they do, and all the records suddenly vanished.
Get to the point, Pat.
Well, the point is the Jews and the Catholics has been the most two persecuted religions on the world, and it's because we was the starters and we was the true believers. And if you want to make a spear undeadly, cut off the point.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight, Pat. We do appreciate it. You know, religions have done horrible things to human beings throughout history, and in fact, religion is where the institution known as the state began. The first states were religions or religious-based, and in fact, the separation of church and state, you know, was probably a good thing, in my opinion.
Oh, without a doubt.
The
idea of, okay, so you have this virtue system. And I mean, that fundamentally, that's the useful part of religion, is that it's a virtue system that gives you a set of expectations that allows you to easily interact with the other people of that culture. Now, if you still have that attached to free evil, which is what the state is,
right?
You can get away with, you know, murdering people, kidnapping them, threatening to do that, and getting your bidding done because you're threatening to do all these terrible things. Now, if you combine that with your moral system, of course you're going to have a terrible outcome. Whereas if you have the basic separation of church and state, well, then you can say, okay, maybe this organization isn't perfect, but we can separate it from you know, running around kidnapping and murdering and threatening everybody.
I'd be okay if they just separate the state from the territorial monopoly, right? Like, if you wanted to believe in the state and that was your thing and it had nothing to do with me because it wasn't
right
based on the geographic landmass we both find ourselves.
Right.
Right. Like, I'm not going to a Jewish temple. I'm not going to a Catholic church. I'm not going to a Muslim mosque.
Now, the one thing that I think has been a serious problem with the separation of church and state is that people haven't really, in their minds and hearts, taken the divine aspect of the state away.
Or of the church away from the state.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah,
people
yeah.
are still seeing politicians as these superhuman demigod figures,
yes,
which
absolutely.
Is completely backwards. It's
from
absolutely
the,
backwards.
The
I mean, these
state.
Are the worst people. Like, the higher you climb in politics, the more certain I am that you are a terrible, terrible person. So these are the worst people, but there's this blind spot where, no, we elected them, therefore they are the most moral people.
Yeah, no. I think that one very, I think an easy enough thing to do to sort of dethrone the state as the religion that it is, because, you know, when you separate the church and state, you basically just get another religion, and that religion is called the state.
Right.
Right, because it was born from religion. So I think a thing you can do to have a very positive human effect on the state is now separate the state from something else, and that's money.
Agreed.
Okay. Separation of money and state, I think, will be the key to ending the institution known as the state. Because once the state doesn't have control over all of the currencies and the money supplies with their banking cartels that are international now, right, all of a sudden the people get their individualism back. Now,
well, wouldn't someone make the claim that the Federal Reserve is already separated from the state because it's neither federal nor reserve?
You know, you could make that claim, but they still claim a monopoly on that currency over a geographic area.
And the fact is that they are still having all of their whims enforced by the state. So there's no real separation of the Federal Reserve from the state.
Right.
Especially these days.
Right. They act in unison, particularly with the raising and the lowering of the interest rates and things of that nature. They certainly act in unison. One plays off the other.
But in order to increase the money supply, the state has to take a loan from the Federal Reserve, so it's completely separate.
But yet it is not.
Especially these days. The little separation they had was dissolved with the CARES Act.
Should we separate money from the state? 855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.